Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The president is meeting with Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this morning at 11:30. The meeting is about government funding, which runs dry at the end of September. We wrote about this tight timeline at the top of Playbook yesterday. As we wrote, Congress now has 13 legislative days, including today, to prevent a government shutdown.
And attention, LA readers and listeners, we're coming for you. We are pumped to share that we'll be in Los Angeles August 16th for a live interview with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, the Democratic candidate for governor of California, and Jim Brulte, the chairman of the California Republican Party. This event is part of our Politico AARP Decider series. California Playbook author Carla Marinucci, one of the state's most wired political reporters, will join us. The doors open at the Intercontinental Los Angeles downtown at 8:30 a.m. You can RSVP now because this event is sure to fill up quickly.
The New York Times has the anecdote of the day, reporting that on Trump's recent trip abroad, he was upset because the TVs on Air Force One were turned to CNN, not Fox. Another example of Trump increasingly selecting information and bending the truth to his own narrative, the paper writes. Our colleague Alana Shore reports that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on Capitol Hill today amid a debate about new sanctions on Russia.
And the big breaking story last night was Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, releasing the audio of a tape that appears to show Trump discussing payments involving an ex-Playboy model. Andrew Stuccia and Darren Samuelson report that the audio is choppy and difficult to hear at times, and several key sections are open to interpretation. President Trump was tweeting last night on everything from the Russia hoax to calling it sad and unfair that the FCC didn't approve the Sinclair broadcast merger with the Tribune. He also said he wants both the U.S. and EU to drop all tariffs, barriers, and subsidies. This comes ahead of his meeting today with the EU Commission president.
It was a big night last night at the Trump Hotel. Jeanine Pirro held her book signing, and lots of Trump senior aides, including Kellyanne Conway, Bill Shine, and Peter Navarro, were on hand. In Ivanka news, the Journal's reporting she is closing her namesake fashion brand and is now planning a longer-term focus on policy in D.C.
And Nancy Cook has a scoop on Trump crowdsourcing who should replace John Kelly as his chief of staff, with him asking outside advisors and current and former White House aides, what do we think about Mick? CNN scooped that the White House has stopped announcing calls with foreign leaders, a practice of both Republican and Democratic administrations in the past. And on the Supreme Court front, the Washington Post reports that the White House counsel's office is huddling with Senate Republicans as they try to figure out how many of Brett Kavanaugh's documents should be released publicly.
After meeting with McConnell and Ryan, Trump is having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. He is also meeting with the President of the European Commission. He'll meet with members of Congress in the afternoon. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.